Welcome to Annunciation with Father David. Father David is the priest at Annunciation Greek Orthodox Church in Decatur, Illinois, where every week people are connected to the ancient wisdom of Orthodox Christianity. Here is Father David.
Christ is in our midst.
He is in our shall be.
Good morning. Thank you so much for being here on this, the second Sunday of the Triodion, where we hear the parable of the prodigal son. And I must apologize ahead of time because I'm going to be a bit of a geek today, because I'm going to talk about quantum mechanics. It will all make sense in the end, so please bear with me. But there's some interesting developments in the world of quantum mechanics that actually speak to today's gospel and to what we do here as Orthodox Christians. And to explain it, I'm going to need to go through a couple of terms so that we're clear and we can understand what we're all talking about. One of the concepts is called aboutness, meaning that human beings have the ability to think about something. And for example, imagine a pool table. That pool table doesn't exist. It's not a real thing. There's no physicality to it, but we are still able to think about a pool table. And so therefore, we as human beings have aboutness. Okay? And there's another concept called efficient causality. Now, efficient causality is what happens when the pool player hits the cue ball and the cue ball hits something into the side pocket. The ball that's hit in the side pocket, it's in the side pocket not because it thought about anything, not because it did anything, but because it was dependent upon the cue ball hitting it and knocking it into the side pocket. This is called efficient causality. And it's the way to think about it is that where an object is right now, or the state of being that an object is right now, is due to something that happened in the past. The cue ball hit the ball into the side pocket, therefore the ball is in the side pocket. There's also a concept called final causality. And this is something that we human beings have because of our aboutness. We can think about hitting that ball into the side pocket. We can then set about a course of events, like picking up the cue stick, aiming the cue stick, hitting the cue ball so the cue ball hits the ball into the side pocket to make it happen that that ball is in the side pocket. So we as human beings, in a way, are able to affect things in the future because we can think about things and then set about a course of events that will result in a state of being. We hit the cue ball and hit the ball into the side pocket. Now, up until recently, it was thought that this final causality, this aboutness, was really only possible in us. That a rock or a ball or a particle has no aboutness. It cannot plan to be anywhere, to have any state of being. It's entirely dependent upon something in the past to be in the state that it is currently in. Well, there's a new development in quantum mechanics that says this is not necessarily so. That there is evidence, and they have done experimentations with particles, and it seems that it is indeed possible for a particle to affect another particle in the future and in the past. So it has both efficient and final causality, just like human beings do. Now, one might be tempted to think, well, this is a great thing for naturalism. It demonstrates that it is possible for final causality to naturally evolve out of the physical universe, because here we have evidence that final causality happens naturally. There's one problem with that hypothesis, however. In order for a particle to have final causality and to be able to affect something in the future, it needs to have a human being observing it. If that person is not there to observe it, that future causality does not happen. So our presence, our observation, is necessary for creation to have the potential of final causality. If we are not observing that particle, it cannot affect anything in the future. It can only affect things in the past through efficient causality. But if we're looking at it, it has the potential of final causality. I know this sounds complicated, but there's a very, very intriguing implication for all of this. Because if the natural world has the potential of final causality, but that final causality can only manifest itself through human beings observing creation, that leaves us with the conundrum of how it is possible that we as human beings have final causality. The Christian answer to that question is that God created the entire universe with the potential of final causality. And this is evident, of course, in the fact that we can observe particles and those particles have final causality when we observe it. God created us according to his image and likeness. And therefore, by him observing, in air quotes, us, in the same way that we observe that particle, we fulfill that potential of final causality. So quantum mechanics is suggesting that, in fact, there is something beyond which allows the universe to have purpose, to have the potential of final causality. We, of course, call that God. And where this ties into what we are doing today with the parable of the prodigal son is that a key moment in this parable is when the prodigal is sitting amidst the filth of all the swine, wishing he could eat the scraps that the swine are eating. And the gospel tells that he comes to himself. There's a moment of realization of, this is who I am. This is who I'm supposed to be. And so quantum mechanics gives us a way to do that. It allows us to understand humanity's place in creation as the royal priesthood, that we are the ones who observe and therefore allow creation to fulfill its potential. We are the ones who present God to creation. And then we are the ones who take creation in our hands, form it into something brand new, and offer it up to God. And there's a reason that we don't have grapes and wheat on that altar table. It's bread and it's wine, things that we have worked with our hands and then offered back to God. And as Paul tells us today, do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, which you have from God? And so today is a wake-up call for all of us to wake up and realize who we are, to come to ourselves, to understand our place in the order of creation, that we are made according to the image and likeness of God, and that we have a choice. We can be that vehicle. We can voluntarily step into that role of royal priesthood and allow creation to fulfill its purpose. Or we can turn our back on God, turn our back on our purpose, and align ourselves with that ball that's in the side pocket, who is entirely dependent on things in the past to get it where it is now, powerless and in possession of nothing. That even though the process of getting to that side pocket is the process of going to the big city and partaking of all the delights that the big city offered the prodigal, in the end, he had nothing. And he was entirely dependent upon everybody else and everything else in order to just survive. And when he came to himself, he realized his role. He realized his potential. He returned to the Father. And so that is something that we need to work on as we move forward into the coming days of Lent, to come to know ourselves, to know who we are, to know our role, to know what we need to do to fulfill not only our potential, but the potential of all creation around us. And it also gives us a tool in our tool belt to go to those who are still stuck out there in the pigsty, who still think that science is greater than religion, if not something diametrically opposed to religion. Here we have the latest, most complicated form of science that I know of, you know, quantum mechanics, telling us that there's a mind that is beyond creation, beyond the world, that is observing us and allowing us to have final causality in the same way that we observe particles to allow them to have final causality. Science and religion are not opposed, and science is not greater than religion. And we need to remind the world of that. We need to remind the world of their potential, their role, and what we can do in the world and with the world for God. And of course, at the end of this road, the end of all of this potential, is eternal life in the embrace of our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and ever, to the ages.